Hola, amigos. ¿Cómo están? You know, by now, most people, most Americans have figured out that Cinco de Mayo is not their July 4th, but it's a great excuse to have a festive time, right? Which also gives me the opportunity to tell you one of the jokes that we tell in the face-to-face class, and you can see what you're missing. Most people don't realize that in Mexico, they were looking forward to their first shipment of mayonnaise from the Titanic. And we know what happened to that, right? Never made it to Mexico. And so they still refer to that tragic event as Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, anyway, we're done. How'd you do on exam number 4? I sure hope you did well because we are, well, not really. We still have to go through some odds and ends. Specifically this week, we have to learn about options and futures and buying on margin and shorting. And not because we ever want you to do this, folks. It is extremely dangerous. It is extremely speculative. Fancy word for gambling. But because you are the investment gurus for your friends and family, and you can recognize a bad deal when you see one, but you need to help them. Because remember, instruction about syphilis is not an instruction to get syphilis. That's exactly why we're teaching you about options and futures and shorting, buying on margin. These are things that are just something you should never get involved with. But then again, you're going to hear other people say, oh, no, Piano doesn't know what he's talking about. There will be no calculations of these options, futures, shorting, buying on margin on the final exam. Series 7, you want to become a stockbroker? Oh, yeah. They're some of the trickiest parts of the exam. But for our final, no. There will be a practice worksheet, which will be hint, 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 very much like the calculations on the final. You cannot leave Business 123 without knowing how to discount a future stream of cash flows, right? Okay. And now next week, our last week of instruction, will be real estate and other investment alternatives, along with a few other odds and ends. And so don't give up. Never give up. Turn in those assignments, even if they're late. We want you to be awesome. And you stuck this far, right? Keep up the great work, students. We are very, very proud of you.